This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
I needed to go so bad, I found an empty dressing room. And while I was in there, I heard people coming in that dressing room like, who is that? It was Kane, his guitarist, his manager, everyone. So I had to just come out and flush the toilet and be like, hey, guys.
Episode 439. This is To Make You Feel Old. To Make You Feel So Old. A song's turning 20 years old in 2024. Eddie and I go through some of the biggest songs released in 2004, which feels like just yesterday. So the first part of this is songs that are 20 years old. We also talk about the origin story of a very famous song that you probably haven't thought about in forever, but it's the one that goes, Blinded by the Light. It came up extremely randomly. But this is one of those music episodes where Eddie and I just kind of hang out and talk about something memorable in music. And then also we're joined later by Nathan James, who he's in town for CRS, or I guess it was last week. And what I wanted to do is talk to one of the guys who runs a group of radio stations. Every once in a while, I'll put on like the head of our format or somebody, one of the head of the companies, to kind of give you guys an idea of how things work. But he's the operations manager at Dix Broadcasting and Savannah Hilton Hills, program director, Afternoon Drive, but kind of his story of coming up through radio. And one of the interesting things is he didn't always come up through radio. He went and did like television traffic, which I had no idea, which I thought was pretty cool. Just that he was doing traffic. He was the guy that's like Skywatch traffic. I always thought that would be a fun job to do until you mispronounced a road or something and then everybody hated you for nothing you actually did.
I think people just hate you in general for reporting
that's
bad
true.
Traffic.
That's true. There's always a negative feeling about you. So he's in too, and we had a great time because we talked about CRS, which is what I really wanted to highlight, which a lot of people come to town from all over the country for this and what goes down there. And we also did a little music trivia. And I will say it did not go exactly as planned. So enjoy this episode of the Bobbycast, episode 439, and that's it. Here you go. It's time for Bobby and Eddie Talk Music.
Let's talk music, dude.
Let's talk music, dude. First of all, Blinded, we haven't done this in a while where we just talk about a couple music topics, and I've had these saved up for a month. So we're just going to roll through three different topics that I've had saved up that would only work on this podcast.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The song Blinded by the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by the light.
Wrapped up in a douche?
Not the words. Hmm? Not even what I was going to talk about. But yeah, it sounds like, wrapped up like a douche, another roamer in the night. So they asked the guy what the song was about. Do you know who sings that?
Blinded by, is that Deep Purple?
No, Deep Purple does. Dun,
dun, dun, Smoke in the Water? Dun.
Yeah, I think that's the first song I learned on guitar.
I know Bruce Springsteen has a Blinded by the Light.
That's the song. So Bruce wrote it.
Okay.
So that's the...
Yeah, but I'm thinking of the 80s version.
Right.
Of
so Manfred's Mann's Earth Band is the artist of the one that
you know, blinded by the light. And at the end, it's like, she got home, but she never got home. She's gonna take it. But Bruce Springsteen wrote this song.
Wow. What's the name of the 80s band?
Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Wow. One hit wonder, huh?
I'm pretty sure it's a one hit wonder. But they didn't even know what it was about because it was the song they heard it. And so, but apparently, and do we have a clip, Mike, or am I just going by memory?
I got it.
Okay, here we go.
Actually, I spoke to Bruce about it when we went out to dinner one time early on when that had just come out. He didn't tell me, but one of the other guys said it was to do with a policeman. Because there's many interpretations about what that song's about, but it was a policeman's light coming in through the window, the car being stopped, the deuce coupe being stopped, and the policeman sticking his light in through the window. So it's the first time I've been asked that.
Not a douche, though. Also a deuce coupe.
It's a deuce coupe.
Wrapped up like a deuce.
Coupe in the Roma.
I don't think they say coupe.
Oh, they don't?
No. I think it goes blind. Let me see. Hold on. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a deuce. Another runner in the night. I don't know what that one word is.
Another runner in the night.
Another runner.
Yeah, so it's about a police car.
That makes sense.
I did not know that. So okay. That's the first thing I had down.
I like that.
To bring it. Also, I don't think I knew Bruce Springsteen wrote that song.
I think we talked about
this.
You
had to, though, because that's immediately what you brought up.
We talked about it, like, I don't know, maybe sometime last year. I'll never forget that now.
Songs that will turn 20 years old this year.
Man, that's going to make us, this whole episode is going to make me feel old.
One of my friends said, hey, what was the biggest Bowling for Soup song? Him and his wife got into an argument over the biggest Bowling for Soup song. What would you say it is?
Oh, God, I don't even know the name of it. Mm. That's not Stacey's mom, right? Who's that?
That's Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah. No, I have no clue.
So the two options are, I'm not giving to you in any order. It would be like 1985.
Ah, 19.
There's Springsteen, 19. Madonna, and way before Nirvana. There was Tuco, and music still on MTV. Her high school invited her. It was so cool, but she's still preoccupied. 1985. Right, that's that one.
Okay.
Or there's Girl All the Bad Guys Want. She's the girl all the bad guys want.
Yep.
Which one do you think was bigger?
1985.
I think so too. And it was a cover. Do you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's a cover song. And it's 20 years old as of now. Those guys used to play every radio show we had because they were from like near Dallas. Like
Denton, I think.
Denton, yeah.
Oh, they're local guys.
Yeah. And Jared Reddick, I think is his name, the lead singer. He has a song, kind of a country song we played on the countdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the national. But yeah, it's 20 years old.
Wow, that's terrible.
Accidentally in Love from Counting Crows, which is a Shrek song.
Yeah.
It's not Smash Mouth Shrek that big, but Accidentally in Love is a big one from one of the later Shrek movies.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Goes a little bit. Come on, come on. Because you're divided by the. Ooh. Accidentally in Love. Yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
That's a jam, dude.
All Falls Down, Kanye. That's the his jaw was wired shut. You don't know. When it all falls down.
Yeah.
Right? No, that's Through the Wire. But did he do that song with his jaw wired shut or only Through the Wire?
I think just Through the Wire.
I'm stupid then. Jaw. But I remember All Falls Down does that. It goes,
same timeline.
And it all falls. Is that the same record?
I think so.
Like College Dropout or. No, or
Graduate?
Call it. Boy, I don't 20 years is a long time, bro.
I know, dude.
Green Day American Idiot, which doing a tour now and they're playing their entire Dookie and. The American Idiot album.
That's really cool.
Especially Dookie. That's old school, but you'd hate to go to a show and then not play like one of their classics.
Do you have the time?
Oh, that's good. I see that one. I'm going to do, that's in my head. Don't say anything.
Come on.
Oh, I can't get that song out of my head now. Hold on. When I come around, it took me a second to get there.
Yeah. And then the take me to paradise.
Or Longview.
Their new album's pretty good.
It is. It's weird because they look not young, but they don't look well. Billy Joe, the lead singer, doesn't look like someone trying to look way cool and way young. He just looks like he's cool enough to still look pretty young, even though he's older.
There is one guy, Mike, who looks really old.
Yeah, is that Mike?
Trey Cool, probably.
Trey Cool.
The colored hair can kind of throw you off.
That's true.
Confessions Part 2, Usher. I was like, ooh.
These are my confessions.
Just when I thought I was on the way, then I confessed that I cheated on you. That's basically it, right?
Yeah.
Like toward the girl in TLC. Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Modest Mouse, Float On.
Oh, dude,
that was a jam.
That was so good.
And we all
float down. All right.
Already. We all float down. All right. Already.
And they were weird because when they came to the mainstream, they had already had like 4 or 5 albums. Like they were really big in their, I guess, their fan base. But we didn't know of them until that song came out.
Were they older?
No. No, they had just been around just for a while.
Recorded a bunch of music from young. Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying, is 20 years old.
Wow. Dude, the coolest story for that is just when we were at iHeart Festival and Tim McGraw plays Live Like You Were Dying and there was Lance Bass.
Paul McCartney.
There was, no, that's a cool story too.
The year before?
Yeah, no, that was probably 5 or 6 years ago. This is last year. And Flavor Flav's there. And Flavor Flav is singing every line to Live Like You Were Dying. And I just love that. That's cool. Love that, like, you see Flavor Flav and you're like, oh, he's a hip-hop dude. Like, he specializes in a certain genre. Like, he likes that. No way did he listen to Live Like You Were Dying and know all the words to it. But, dude, it was like he loved that moment so much. And I thought that was so cool to see.
Hey, Mike, what's I'm Not Okay by My Chemical Romance?
I'm not okay. Probably their biggest song.
I'm not okay to take a stand. Everybody. Not that one?
No, a different one.
Oh, yeah.
The only one I remember from them is the Glass Parade.
Black Parade.
Black Parade.
Oh, Welcome to the Black Parade.
That was good.
That was a jam. What was their deal? Did they, as they got more famous, turn more gothy, or were they really gothy and then as they got more famous, turn more mainstream?
Probably the other way around. They were really gothy in the beginning. That's how they built their fan base. And then they didn't really like doing it anymore. They stopped for a while, did a reunion tour.
They stopped doing music?
Yeah. And then they did like a couple shows. They had a tour, like a comeback tour. Then COVID happened. Haven't really got back to it.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside?
Yeah, man.
Which the Killers are not a one-hit wonder, but almost. Because that song is so big and those songs have just done well on the rock side. Like that song is like, everybody knows that song because it's such a bar out fun song.
Yeah, but I think also too was Somebody Told Me That You Had a Girlfriend.
Not a one-hit wonder.
So like I think that whole album was really big.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
That same album.
So a very one, to me it feels like they got really big for a minute.
Yes, yes.
But they've lasted on just that.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're a diehard fan, and I think you're a fan of them because they're supposed to be really good live. But they were like a Vegas band, right?
They're from Vegas.
They are. They have any other songs that we can't think of?
Smile Like You Mean It. You know that one? Smile Like You Mean It. You know that one?
What else?
Maybe. We're not on today, guys.
Am I Human?
Oh, I know that one.
Or Am I Dancer?
Oh, that's the Killers?
Yeah, that's them.
Or Am I Dancer?
That one.
Feels like a Broadway song almost.
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
I like those guys.
Avril Lavigne, My Happy Ending. Mike, how's that go? I should know it.
So much for my happy ending.
Oh, yeah, that was big.
I can't get it from him doing
Dang,
that.
Dang, dude, if I know that song.
I nailed it.
Hang tight. The Bobby Cast will be right back.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
And we're back on the Bobbycast.
I got a message from Nate Smith.
Right now?
By the time you hear this, we'll have talked about it on the show, but Nate Smith and Avril Lavigne were together, seen together. And I said, hey, were you with Avril Lavigne? He goes, haha, we're just two buddies. She's one of the funniest people you'll ever meet.
Okay, but the report said that they were in the back of a pickup truck, laughing and stuff.
He said, well, they're just buddies, I guess. Okay. Yeah, we're just two buddies. Hmm. Well, I know how many of you there are.
Two of you guys.
Interesting.
Was it Avril, though?
I know.
Is Avril the decoy?
I went up to her, Dancing with the Stars, walked right up to her to see if it was really her.
Did you touch her?
No.
Touch her face?
No, but I walked a little too close randomly just to see.
Is it really her?
But I wouldn't have known anyway, right? It looks like her anyway. Yeah. I didn't see the original version of her that supposedly died and they replaced her, but I'm sure it's her.
He was probably with Melissa.
Yeah. He's probably with Melissa, the fake one. Mm-hmm. That's her name.
Melissa, that's what they said?
Her it's name like Paul McCartney. They replaced him too.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And they talk to him in the albums, like the backward masking. John's like, Paul is dead.
Man, I just saw, there's a documentary on Apple Plus about John Lennon's death. And just kind of like the going through what happened when he got assassinated and how
the government did it?
That's kind of the theories that they go through. That he was too politically outspoken and they wanted to shut that down.
By government, probably CIA or FBI.
Something like that. Those are the theories. That's what they're talking about. But what's crazy about that is they interview Paul McCartney almost like the day after he dies. And he's like, yeah, it's a shame now, isn't it? And it was like, what? Like, this is your dude. Like, he wasn't like sad at all. He's like, all right, cheers.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He was involved.
Oh man, that was weird to me.
That is weird.
He's like, oh yeah, sure. It's a shame, isn't it?
I heard. I can't believe it either. Ryan Cabrera, on the way down.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, and I sing it to my man. I can't believe the way you love me on the way down. I saw him at the Super Bowl 1 year.
Who did he marry?
Ashley Simpson.
Ah, yes.
But not anymore, but did. He had the big spiky hair.
Yeah, I remember.
He's a Texas guy. Is he still making music?
I've seen him on probably Instagram. I guess he still does music.
Does he have normal hair now?
Ooh, that's a good question.
that's 20 years, man. You should change it.
Nelly and Tim McGraw, 20 years old. Over again.
It's all in my head.
I was like, wow, I can't believe it. Nelly and Tim McGraw did a crossover.
Dude, that's so cool, Tim McGraw.
That was awesome. Earth shattering.
Ooh, he still has the hair.
He does?
Yeah, it's a little different, but it's like same big, swoopy, spiky colored.
Bro. It's 20 years, bro.
Well, man. Or he could do like Adam Duritz from County Crows and just wear a wig.
Maybe that's
just a wig that he wears.
Hey, once it's your thing, it's your thing.
Yeah, that's true. Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, Big and Rich. Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's so good.
What?
Since You've Been Gone! Yeah,
that's good. The Reason, Hoobastank.
You're the reason why. No. No, I got it. Oh, no.
I have it. I want to see if you can get it.
got all the reason to care. Oh, no, no. Is that it?
Yeah. And the reason is you.
Who mistake? Yes.
U2 Vertigo.
Oh, yeah. Did you all hate that album? Was that the album that we were all forced on?
I don't think so. I think it was one after that, right?
That was in like the 2010s.
Okay.
Yeah. I was fine with Vertigo. It was my favorite.
Songs of Innocence, I think.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, man. We were all forced to listen to that one.
And then Usher. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I remember from that most is Take That, Rewind It Back. Ludacris got to make a booty go, pah, take that, something like that. Which, by the way, just so everybody knows, we can't play clubs.
So that's why we're doing
this. So we'll go to jail. But so we're just trying to figure it out in our head. But all those songs are 20 years old today. Where was I 20 years ago? Austin?
Yeah, we're in Austin.
Playing these on the radio in Austin, right?
2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a year in.
Yeah.
A year into Austin. So I'd probably just started doing mornings-ish.
Dad didn't know you then.
Because I did nights, and then I did mornings. Yeah, you didn't know me.
Nope.
Those are sad times for you, buddy.
Where did you live? What was the first place you lived?
Robert E. Lee, right next to Zilker Park. And whenever they did
Blues
Zilker,
Green?
No, whenever they did ACL Live, I had no cell service, and there was no parking. It was miserable.
So you were there for the first ACL?
Uh-huh, I was.
Where the headliner was like
Ben Harper
at the wheel.
Oh, yeah, maybe
the
so.
The very first one, I think that was their headliner.
Maybe so. I remember Ben Harper being one of the headliners early, REM being one of them.
That was a cool one.
But yeah, there was no cell service. It sucked. And then I lived like seven places in Austin.
Yeah.
Which was great. I loved Austin. You and I lived right next to each other.
Yeah, we were neighbors.
But not on purpose.
No. No, I mean, we were three streets down from each other, same neighborhood.
Eddie went driving in the neighborhood and started taking pictures of his old house and posting it on Instagram. And
I love it.
Don't know if that's safe.
Dude, I wanted to go to your old house so bad, knock on their door, and just tell them.
They had no idea. Who I was.
Well, maybe. There's a one in 100 chance.
Or they'd have thought you were scouting to rob them.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get robbed in that house.
Oh, yeah.
Broken into and everything stolen. That was a rough one.
You know what my wife told me the other day? It kind of freaked me out.
What?
She said that I look scary.
Wait, just randomly?
She was telling my kids or something, because like one of my boys is like, oh, you know, I have nightmares that somebody's going to come into our house and like in the middle of the night while we're sleeping. And my wife goes, oh, don't worry about it. Like your dad, he just looks scary. So,
well, maybe she's just saying that to make them feel comfortable.
No, because she said it a few times. Just kind of have that look, she said, that people are just scared of dad because he's got that look. And I'm like, what look
is
that?
You have a friendly, soft look.
That's what I think. But there was this one time, since we're talking about Austin on 6th Street, where I was walking with my wife, like we were dating at the time, and these three dudes, walk by my wife and go, mm-mm-mm. And they're like, yeah, whoa, hey, leave him and come with us. And dude, I don't know what happened.
Said that when you're around?
I was holding her hand.
They had no respect for you.
And dude, I turned around and be like, what you say? And I dude, this is not me. I don't do this. So what to all three of them on 6th Street, what you say? No, man, we're just messing around. Like, that's what I thought. And they walked away, and I was like, oh, my God, I lucked out so bad because these three dudes could have jumped me easily. But I guess my wife's right. It looks scary.
You could always just push her in and let them have her, and then they wouldn't have cared about you.
I just give her away.
Yeah. No. You know, yeah.
I take her.
I really didn't hear you. Sorry.
No. All right, there you go. Eddie and Bobby talk music. Good to see you again, buddy.
Good to see you too, man.
The Bobby Cast. We'll be right back.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
TECOVAS.
Yeah. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
This is the Bobbycast.
It's me, Eddie, and Nathan here in the studio, and you guys haven't heard Nathan on the Bobbycast yet, mostly because I don't. Have we ever met before you came in, like spent time together more than 30 seconds?
In 2016 in Durham, North Carolina.
For what? The show?
Yeah, it's actually.
The Science Center?
Funny. So, no, we were downtown and you guys were doing your comedy show. It was actually the day you introduced me to Kane Brown and you brought him out with you and you're like, this guy's going to be something one day.
Because I knew I met, I didn't know if we've ever spent time, like I know Nathan from like, oh, that's Nathan. But I didn't know if we'd ever hung out. But do we hang out then?
But we did just that one night.
That was a theater show, right?
I must have been drunk.
No, you don't drink, man. You don't drink. No.
Was it Durham Theater?
Well, I'll tell you, Eddie and I were at World of Beer afterwards, though.
Yeah, I remember that. dude, you know why I remember that show?
Yeah, because you took a dump in Kane's bathroom.
That's it. That's it. Because I needed to go so bad, and there was nowhere to go. Our dressing room, we had people in there, and so I'm like, I found an empty dressing room. I was like, let me just go in there, do my thing. And while I was in there, I heard people coming in that dressing room like, who is that? It was Kane, his guitarist, his manager, everyone. So I had to just come out and flush the toilet and be like, hey, guys, good to see y'all.
If I remember correctly, it
wasn't a pleasant one.
It was substantial.
That's right. It was not substantial.
Kane, that was a show that Kane had opened for us, and he didn't really have a song out yet.
He didn't.
But I just was like, oh, he's this guy, this kid at the time. And I didn't really know Kane that well. Now we're quite good friends, but I was like, yeah, he's going to be huge. But I think he had to borrow your guitar.
It was the first impression of just like, oh, this guy like just shows up without a guitar. Like, what is happening here? But then his guitar said, no, man, I don't have a guitar. Turns out he had lost it on the plane. I think
they didn't say all that initially. They just were like,
they just said,
anybody
I need
a guitar?
But we found out later that the airline had like lost his guitar, so he needed one. But at first I'm just like, what slackers didn't bring guitar to a show? And it was a great show too. And that's the first time I heard Kane sing. I think a lot of us did.
Yeah.
Live. And I was like, this guy's got it.
They could have just given us the context of we lost our guitar. Because right. Again, the same as you, was like, wow, Kane didn't show up with a guitar. But they lost the guitar. They just didn't say that.
Yes,
they
correct.
Got right to the point. Which I know now is very much Kane.
And his guitarist and Kane, they talked the same. With like, yeah, you have a guitar we can borrow. Like, yeah, man.
So where were you working then, though? What station?
So, B93.9.
Same one?
Yep.
So you drove up then?
No, I was there. No, I was there in now I'm in Savannah.
Yeah, okay, that's got it.
Yeah, but when I was in Raleigh, it was at B, and we
sure.
It was your very first sold out North Carolina show.
That's awesome.
We were super excited, and I was like, this is gonna be so fun.
I really only remember that because Eddie took a big crap in that bathroom.
That's how I remember it.
Because we just we're on the hilarious. The only other North Carolina and I have a lot of small memories, but another memory that I had a different time that I was in Durham specifically. It was a night that Duke and Carolina were playing in the ACC tournament. They weren't even playing in town, but they had won some games. And so they were playing each other in the finals of the ACC tournament. And they were still playing. And I was ready to go on. And I walked out and was like,
hey, everybody, I'm supposed to go on right now. I'm never late to anywhere. I'm here. I'm going to let you guys watch the game on your phone because I know a lot of you want it. This is
it's a big deal.
So I'll be back after the game. And so I'm going to go on for like 45 more minutes.
No, it's that, okay. Basketball in that town is completely insane.
Right.
And I didn't understand it until they shut down the office. Like everyone had to go into the conference room to the big screen to watch these tournament games. It's just crazy. And then they play, of course, at the PNC Arena. They've got games that take place there in Cameron Indoor and stuff. So yeah, basketball's crazy in the Carolinas.
And I know as a sports fan that if it's my diehard team, I don't care. I don't care what else is happening. Like even if I'm having to sneak it, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
And I needed people to pay attention. So I just was like, I'll be back when it's over. So I went full like Mariah Carey, Lauryn Hill. But I told them.
For a good reason, though.
Yes, I told them. I walked out and told them, I'm not coming out until the game's over. And I think most people were appreciative. So you're in Georgia now.
Yep.
How do you like, what's Savannah like?
So Savannah is like a miniature Nashville. So we've got great restaurants, great live music everywhere. It's expensive as heck.
Savannah to me, I went for American Idol. One year we did casting in Savannah. So me, Luke, Katie, Lionel, I remember having dinner, all of us. Ryan wasn't there yet. But Savannah felt rich. Like the part we were felt like Gone with the Wind, but rich.
Yeah. So, okay. So Charleston, it's like a miniature Charleston. It's cool. Like very Southern, super nice people, a lot of culture, a lot of architecture, very haunted, which still blows my mind. I keep finding there's like paranormal stuff everywhere and I have ghost tours. I've not done this stuff yet, but I'm going to one of these days.
How long have you been there?
About 2 years now.
Do you like, and you like living there?
I love it.
What is your job different? Because the job, you have 100 things. What is your job if you were to tell somebody as the company says it?
Oh my gosh, my title?
Title, that would be it.
The title
would
be-
You have a lot of jobs. What's your title? Yeah,
so my official title is Operations Manager.
Which means multi.
Which means I'm just responsible. If everybody else messes up, it's still my responsibility.
For the whole building, not even a station, but the whole building.
That's tough.
Everybody.
And what is the most common fire now that you have to deal with on a daily, weekly basis in today's media landscape?
Oh, that's tough. It varies per station, but probably... digital content.
Because the company wants more or because it's not being done properly?
I just think it's not being done to the right level because, you know, the things change every day. People change every single day. So the way that I talk to you today is going to be different than I talk to you tomorrow.
Different accent? Because I'm British.
Oh, hello.
Hey, jolly good. It's me, Nathan.
No, but it's like everybody's habits change. Every 21 days, you learn a new habit or something. So it's always trying to remain so relevant and so top of mind, and things change. Music changes.
Where did you grow up?
Philadelphia area. Don't judge me for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Cowboys fan, so it's tough.
So is my mom. So
and she's from Philly?
And she, yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's very rare.
She will wear a Cowboys jacket through the city.
That's like, I know you fan.
That's a very daring woman.
I know you
woman.
Fan in Texas.
Daring woman.
Hey, why are the Philly fans so mean to Cowboys fans? Like, I mean, even if an Eagles fan goes to Texas, to Cowboys Stadium, like, it's like, we don't like you, but we're not going to like throw stuff at you.
Yeah, I don't know why. They're just ruthless, but it's not just, it's that they're, the whole sports fan scene in Philadelphia.
They
do
batteries at Santa Claus. It's not just the Cowboys.
That's the way Philly rolls.
Philly's just hardcore.
They are. It's just a very different, like you've got New York, Baltimore, but then there's Philly. And Philly's rough, but in a good way. But their sports fanatics are so passionate that if you wore anything, if you wore a Steelers shirt into town, they're going to run you out of town, throw you in the Delaware River and try to drown you. You know, that's how they roll up
Classic
there.
Philly.
Philly guys.
And so how did you start? What was your start in radio? Where did you go? What'd you do?
Well, we got to the long journey. So it all started back in 1994 when I was the Tukey Tukey Bird at WSTW in Wilmington.
What's the Tukey Tukey Bird?
So when I was in high school, I was this giant toucan. I was the station mascot for a radio station in Wilmington, Delaware. And that's how I got my start. And then, went to college and then wound up working all over Pennsylvania.
Did you do radio in college?
I did.
Okay. Did you finish school?
I did.
Oh, cool. Good for you. That's kind of rare.
Yeah, I know.
To keep going in school, even though you know what you're going to do.
Well, I think about it now because like my son's a senior in college right now and it's driving me crazy. I'm like, you're getting a degree in marketing. What the heck are you going to use it for? Because he doesn't want to really do marketing.
Right.
And he wants to go into like video game design. And I was like, why don't you just change your major?
What does he say?
And he's like, well, but everybody, all my friends got marketing degrees.
That's a good enough reason for me.
Yeah.
And hey, your friends like, are doing it.
Do what they're doing.
That's right. That's...
And I was like, oh, it's like, what happened? It's like, it's follow the leader these days. But anyway, so I worked all over Pennsylvania. And then I, you know.
Don't sound like you're the Tookie Bird. Oh. You were the Tookie Bird.
Mascot.
Yeah. And how long, and did you ever get a promotion within that station from the Tookie Bird? But tell me the person that escorts the Tookie Bird.
No, I did. I got my very first on-air shift as doing weekend overnights. And I got to be live on the radio playing carts and CDs and editing calls on a reel-to-reel. And I got to learn like old school radio. Like,
what was your name?
Back then, I think I went by Just Plain Jim on the radio. Like,
Jim.
Something random. Like,
was
I
your don't name know. Just Plain Jim or Jim?
So Jim, but I went by, they would
come. Just Plain Jim, just I would stick Jim. Out to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that would no, be cool.
I used Just Plain Jim on
yeah,
the radio.
That's I like it. That.
Okay, okay. You know, because my very first email address to the station was like jpj937@AOL.com or something random.
Because the Just Plain is memorable. Jim is not. But saying Just Plain Jim makes you go, well, Jim's a just plain name, but the Just Plain makes you remember it.
I like that.
I like Just Plain Jim, yeah.
Yep.
So, why Jim, though? Your name's not Jim, is it?
So, well, that's so my first name is James. I added Nathan to it when
what
I went into television.
Where the crap did Nathan come from?
Yeah,
exactly.
So Nathan's not your real
name at
all.
It's not even close to the
same. It's not even my real name.
He's like, I added Hector because I felt like, no, that's not the same. That's not even like a, okay, go ahead.
Okay,
sorry.
So the Nathan James came into play when I went to do television.
Where?
In Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay. Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. You're in US 106.1.
Yeah, so, that's right.
So I was Nathan James in the Jam Cams. I was the morning traffic reporter on Wavy TV 10.
You were the traffic guy?
Yeah.
That's awesome because you'd look at the cameras and be like, well, we got out of an aisle 10.
Yeah.
It's just plain Jim. Sorry. Nathan, what was your name again?
So Nathan, so I had to drop the Just Plain Jim from the radio side and used Nathan James. I had to have something simple, catchy, something that was fun.
Did you move for that job?
I moved for actually a radio job.
Okay.
And I was doing radio with TTW on Total Traffic, which people know right here. So I was doing that, and then I got to do the television side. It was like, okay, here's your chance to be on a big, huge morning show and be on television at the same time. Like, oh, I get the best of both worlds.
You're doing traffic on both things?
Yeah.
Did you ever do the chopper? Were you on the chopper ever?
So, no, I was in studio.
Hey, it's me, Nathan. I faked it.
For sure.
Due
to the budget cuts, we had like a little Cessna 172 with one person that kind of flew around and would report to us on a two-way radio.
No chance.
Like,
I wouldn't get in that thing.
I flew in it once.
I would never get in that thing. But you're doing this, and you're doing traffic on two different mediums, television and radio. Same name, but on both?
So I used Nathan
James. How old were you?
At that point, I was 22, 23.
Wow. Is your voice super deep like it is now?
No, this is my Nashville voice from being out every
single day. No, but your voice is still deep.
It's deep, but it's not like it's raspy today. Like, this is not, I'm not usually this awful sounding. my voice is pretty deep.
Yeah, your voice is deep. It's like Lunchbox. He just has a deep voice. Even if he's raspy, he's got a deep voice. If I was 19 doing traffic, I'd be like, hey, everybody, there's a car. You would know it's like a prepubescent kid. I guess for you, was your voice deeper than normal at 19 or 20 where people just listening thought you were like a mature adult?
I think back then I was actually really bad and I smoked. So I think I had that like smoker's voice. So I think it really did help me with that. Mm. So between that and like 27 cups of coffee a day, like I was like the old dude that was 22 years old on the radio and television.
What was your dream while you were doing traffic?
I wanted to be the morning show host for some reason. That was what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like the morning anchor on TV or the morning host on radio. That was going to be my lifelong goal. And then I never achieved that. I decided I wanted to do something completely different. I got more into like the promotions and marketing side of things. So I pulled myself back from the on-air side and focused more on that, which was great for me because it let me grow to this massive role and I through the years and working with at iHeart, I kind of grew up and went from working for them in Norfolk market down to running Raleigh.
Norfolk.
So then Norfolk. You went from Norfolk to Raleigh to do radio. So you left the TV traffic and radio traffic to go to Norfolk to do what?
So then I went to be this new position we had was called the Director of Integrated Media that iHeart put together and I was over marketing, promotions, events, and digital.
They found a way to combine all the jobs with the fancy title.
Right.
So they created this
position in three states, in Austin, Texas, in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I think in Seattle. Like there were three of us in the company that got this big fancy title that meant just do a buttload of work and just get paid for one job.
But lucky you though, you went to where the money was at. Because the money's not in the
on talent, no,
on
yeah.
the talent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I wanted. I needed to.
Right.
Hey, I had a kid I had to pay for. So, and then from there, I got promoted to Philadelphia, and then I was the regional director of marketing for Philly.
Well, your whole role has been, it's rare that somebody comes up through the marketing and ends up being somebody running programming.
Yep. Well, and I missed it. So when I was done with my deal in Philadelphia, I was like, I missed being on the air. I missed running a radio station. And I was like, I'm just going to go and do this all over again. So I went very small market to Ocean City, Maryland, took a job with a little tiny radio station. It was just a startup country station. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it do something. And then
what was the format of the station in Philly you were on?
It was a Cuban. I was over the 8 stations there. So
got it.
Yeah, I mean, I would do.
Was it Clear Channel then, or were you in a different?
It was now iHeart then.
Right, but then was it Clear Channel?
No, it was still iHeart.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, because I got to Philly in 2015, 2016.
It was definitely iHeart then. Yeah. So you go, and then so you move over to Maryland, which all those states are very close.
Yeah, they're like all at the tri-state area. It's like an hour and a half away. My parents live in Delaware, so it's like. It was like, all right, I'm going to be close to mom and dad. This is perfect. Little rinky-dink radio station.
What was your job there? Not marketing, though.
I was the program director in afternoons. So it was just a chance for me to go back to do what I wanted to do. And then went to Nebraska and then...
You're wasting a voice. Like, put this dude on the air.
I know.
Yep. Then yeah. I went to Nebraska. I spent 2 years there. Ended up in Richmond.
Where in Nebraska?
Omaha.
Okay, so now we're talking. Yep. I love Omaha.
Somewhere in the middle of America?
Well, Omaha. Somewhere in middle America. To me, Omaha is the College World Series.
Yeah, yep.
And
I went,
and I've been a bunch of times.
I had to go.
Yeah,
you know, the swim trials are there for the Olympics. Oh, I mean, they even do have the curling trials there. You know, over at the University of Nebraska Omaha campus.
They have stakes.
So
of course they have stakes.
Omaha stakes.
In the airport, there's a kiosk. Boom. Like when you're coming out of the airport terminal, there is an Omaha stakes kiosk.
That's
before you get a baggage
awesome.
Claim. It's crazy.
Did you like Omaha?
I did.
Did you want to leave?
Sort of.
Okay.
I did not like the freezing cold. It's a very bipolar weather. So the wintertime, it's absolutely miserably freezing cold in the negatives. Like I think today it's like 12 there right now. And in the summertime, it's like 110. So I loved the summer. There's only really two seasons, summer and winter.
Right.
You get like a half spring, half fall. But there are so many cool things there. Every big show comes through town. The people, Midwest nice is a thing. Like I'd be walking my dog down the street and it's like, hey, how are you today? I was like, I don't know who you are, but hi, how are you? Very nice to see you.
It's not very East Coast, is it?
No, not at all. The people are
over. Philly had robbed him.
Yep. For sure. Oh, I never locked my door. Like I lived downtown in this area called Old Market, which is really cool. It was cobblestone roads. There's no chain restaurants. It's all like, you know, mom and pop places.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool vibe. It's very casual, very laid back. But everyone's just so nice. I would go away for a long weekend and leave my house unlocked. And my friend would be like, oh, I'm going to your pantry to borrow this or take that because your door's open. I'm like.
Yeah, we used to have that too.
In Arkansas?
Yeah, Mountain Pine. Yeah. No, we don't anymore because basically pills, you know, made everybody.
Yeah.
So you go from Omaha to where?
To Richmond, Virginia.
I like Richmond. Did you like Richmond?
I did. I loved Richmond.
Yeah.
So I spent a year in Richmond. And then the opportunity to go to Savannah kept coming up. This is the 7th time the station in Savannah asked me to come join their team. And so they said, you know what? Fly me down for a week. Let me check out the town. And I come down. I had a blast. The
Forrest Gump bench is there.
It is.
I walked in Savannah. That's what I sat on. We did the Idol thing. We did a whole Forrest Gump thing.
You did?
Yeah, and this is the 20th anniversary of Forrest Gump. And actually, is it the 20th or 30th?
Got to be 30th.
30th. Maybe it's Mike, 30th.
Yeah, 94.
Mike? Okay.
Yeah, so... Because there was just a whole big thing about it. The guy who played Lieutenant Dan, he's got the band that plays for the military all the time.
Gary Sinise.
Yeah, he just got some big achievement award at the Beaufort Film Festival last weekend.
Is there a plaque on that bench? Like, you know that's the
it's
one?
It's either on the ground or on the bench it says it.
Well, the physical bench is now in a museum in Savannah.
Oh.
So there's a replica bench right there at Forsyth.
Well, why you got to run that? I thought I was on the bench and now my life is a little less.
But you were in the spot. You were in the spot.
Well, no, it's a replica spot.
Yeah.
It's a replica state. It's not even the real state. So you're Richmond, you moved to Savannah, and you've been there for how long?
Almost 2 years.
You're going to say yes. You should say yes. Are you on the air there?
Yeah.
Afternoons?
Yep.
Man, you can't.
So the voice isn't wasted?
You just can't waste that voice.
Nah.
So
nah.
Yeah, but it's really not that good. Like
It is good.
I always laugh about it. I was like, I don't know why people like listening to me because I'm not that
deep.
Funny.
Sounds like your balls are huge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What?
Well, you have a lot of testosterone, deep voice. Sounds like it has huge balls.
And now I'm visualizing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wore like spandex pants today.
That's right, you to go.
Jeans. So do you have family? Down there?
I do. No, I'm the only one in Savannah.
And that would be the life.
What's all that moving around
Savannah,
like?
Savannah, no, hey, nothing holding you back. Just you go to the Forrest Gump bench every night and just hang out.
That's what you would do when you have nothing
every
holding
night.
You back.
Yep. Put on my Apple Vision and go to the Forrest Gump bench and just
live it up.
You throw up a feather, white feather, yes. Watching them down.
I don't need to throw up a real one. I got my glasses.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, what's fun there?
So I like checking out everything. Like, I'll actually get on one of the trolley tours and do the historic tours and just do that for 2 hours.
Still?
And yeah, I want to know everything about the town.
Yeah, I would think after one time, you're like, all right, that was fun.
I would just watch him go by once and be like, you know.
But here's the cool thing. It's a hop on, hop off. So you can like hop off at a stop and just like explore some blocks. We have 22 squares throughout downtown, so a lot of green space. So even though you're in a city, you don't really feel like you're in a city. It's just, you know, I love the water. So I can go 10 minutes down the road to Tybee Island and be on the ocean.
10 minutes away from the ocean? Oh, that's cool.
So it's, yeah, well, if you drive fast, 12 miles, okay, technically.
Okay. It's a replica ocean.
Okay.
Not yep. at all. Replica.
It's not a real one.
But, and you have like, and Hilton Head right across the river. So oh, it's yeah. like, it's technically two cities in one. So you've got Hilton Head is one side and Savannah's the other side. So we have the South Carolina Lowcountry. And again, it's just laid back and chill. And there's just, but there's always something to do. We've got every concert comes through town there. The movie production scene is crazy.
It's like it's on the tourist board now.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm watching one of those commercials.
I'm getting ready to move.
Come on down to Savannah. So what's the goal now?
The goal is just to stay employed. I'm in radio, so the longer I can stay employed in this industry, the better.
What is your dream? What is inside the company or whatever? If they called you and said, "Hey, man, Nathan, pick any job you want."
I think
would you want to come
it.
Here?
I think I have it.
No,
good answer
that's
though.
Not true.
No, I don't know. No, I know because. I work for a small station where I control everything.
Dang, paying power trip.
So yeah, so I like
I rule this world.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, but here's the thing: like, I technically answer to myself. Yeah.
That's cool,
so,
man.
That's the nice thing about it. Like, and I have I get to put the stuff I want on the radio station. I get to play the artists that I think that our listeners want to hear. I can take a chance and when play somebody brand new and not be fearful that I'm gonna. Get fired because I'm like, oh, this song wasn't released yet. Like, we'll use Dylan Marlowe as an example. You know, Dylan from Statesboro, about an hour away. I probably play that song more than any other radio station in the nation because people love it. And he's a local person.
Sure.
And I have that opportunity to do that. I can expose, new faces. I can expose, I'll find somebody that's on the, you're unsigned. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds great. Let's put them on the air. So I have nobody telling me I can't do anything.
Let's take a quick pause for a message from our sponsor.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com.
Tecovas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Welcome back to the Bobbycast.
If they said move to Nashville, we'd like to offer you this job.
I love Nashville. I'd have to think about it.
Wait, what job? Your job, Bones?
This is weird.
No, I don't. Yours. I don't. No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't want his job.
My job.
Yours, dude. Yeah. No. Yeah.
No, I don't want your job either.
No,
you
no,
do
no,
not
I want
job.
This job.
Dude, I do. I've been behind your screen. I see how much work you have to do. People don't realize like you're doing six jobs at once. And
especially
people
Lunchbox doesn't realize. He's like Eddie does nothing.
No, man.
Eddie's brain is tired.
Frustrates me.
Yeah, because he's having to be on air and keep up with what's happening, where it's happening with the cameras.
Yeah.
So why are you in Nashville right now?
Okay, so this week I'm actually here for what they call a country radio seminar, and I'm sure you've all have been to it. And I'm lucky enough to be on the agenda committee to help put all the stuff together. But it really is a chance for everybody in the country radio industry, from the music side of thing, from publishing side of thing, to radio stations, just to all gather together and help learn something, see what's next, and showcase some of their skill sets and their products, and collaborate with each other.
Who have you seen? Not that's good or bad, but who have you seen in the last... when did you get here? Wednesday?
Actually got here on Sunday.
Oh, because you're part of the committee.
Yeah.
Our boy B. Michaels is on the committee, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Brent? Yeah, well, he was like... So this summer when we had our meetings, we were up like next door at the Virgin Hotel, and he was over here with their show. He came back with a bunch of pictures. I was like, Sasha went by and said hi. I was like, no. He's like, you do handle this Riley Green thing. I'm like, okay.
Well, today spent like 4 hours with us, though, Nathan, so you're all good. We forced Nathan to stay all day long.
No, I'm good. I'll see you in about 5 or 6 years.
So what's...
When I renew your contract with my station.
What's been happening as far as... Because is it late at night and these artists play at places and does it turn into a big party every night?
So, but it does. The coolest thing it is the lunchtime performances. Like there's one going to be happening here momentarily.
That's his cue. He wants to get out of here. No, it's okay. We hear you.
No. But yesterday.
Is this the Universal one?
So that's
the Ryman?
That's today at the Ryman. Yeah, Amy's going to that.
What time's that?
It's at 12.
Okay. Oh.
12-ish.
You want
to
go?
Well, he's going to need to go then if he's going to go to that.
But if
you wanted to go,
it's totally fine.
I don't want to go. I see this crap all the time.
Yeah, but Sam Hunt's performing.
Those people come to my house and ask him to leave because it's like, you've been hanging out too long. We already ate. Go home. So go ahead.
But yesterday, at the lunch, you know, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani came out. It's the first time I've seen them actually perform together ever in my life. I've heard of them.
Did you know they were going to be there?
I did not.
Surprise. So it was a surprise.
That's cool.
Okay. Like again, when you guys had them on the show doing Purple Irises, I'm like, that's really, and it's a great song. So I'm like, I didn't expect to ever see them perform that live. And I got to experience that. And not only did I get to experience that, but you know, thousands of people that work in this industry got to experience the same exact thing. So,
and the goal of that experience that they're providing is so people like yourself will do blank.
Will play their music.
And even be a vocal supporter, or even a supporter at all, other people see it because of how the technology works.
Well, yeah, and it was funny. And it's when Blake Shelton will stand there and say, I'm singing this because I want you to play it, so please and thank you. Mm. Like, you kind of feel...
You like the transparency?
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's just really cool. You know, and again, seeing some of the new artists, you know, just walk around. They're everyday people. Like last night, I'm at a Big Machine Distillery and hanging out talking to Jackson D. And all of a sudden, you know, Brett Young walks in. And, you know, of course, he's like 6'7", and I'm like, oh, hey, Brett, look up there. You can talk to everybody, and the thing is that they remember who you are too. That's the part that blows my mind. Like I haven't seen like Mackenzie Carpenter. I don't know if you know her. She remembers the time that we first met, and will bring it up. And I'm like, how? I barely remember your last name, and you remember the time that we met or you, what song you played me the first time. She did this song called Don't Mess with Exes or something that came out a year ago. She's like, yeah, I played you that song. Remember? I'm like, actually I do. And the fact that you remember it blows my mind, but they really do care.
Who have you saw Blake and Gwen perform? Who else have you seen perform?
I saw Lady A perform
last night, yesterday afternoon.
Yep. Yesterday I saw them at the big machine.
Cool.
Chris Lane.
Okay.
I saw, Neon Union perform. It's a bunch of so those guys are really.
That's
good.
A label thing, right?
Yeah, that was a label thing. Yep, in another personality had a suite going on, so I went by their room for that.
What do you mean a personality had a suite?
B-Dub Radio has a suite.
Oh yeah, we know B-Dub. B-Dub's a good friend. Yeah, B-Dub's a good friend.
Yeah,
he has A suite? Why would he have his own suite or like a work thing?
He rented a suite at the hotel and then is inviting his friends to come up to see these artists perform.
Coke and hookers?
So
wow. Hey, we don't get invited to that for a reason.
No,
I can show you the room number and tell you how to get up there. Like today, I'm going to see like Trey Lewis in a private performance in a suite. Last year, I saw Dylan Carmichael for the first time. And it was just, and that was a random, I walk into a hotel room by mistake and he's there playing a guitar. And it was really cool because they had the Nashville skyline, the backdrop, literally in front of a window. And then I was out Monday night down at Dirk's place on Broadway and it was Whiskey Jam night. And bam, there's Dylan Carmichael playing again. I was like, I mean, it's just cool. I love music and I'm appreciative of the art form of country music. That's the reason why I do this.
Never seen Coke. I've only seen one hooker.
Did you know she was a hooker?
No, Ray was with her. And we were in Vegas. Gosh,
not this story.
No, we were in Vegas, and Ray has some girl he met. He didn't know she was a hooker. He just thought some girl liked him. It was the craziest thing. And he was like, no, she's awesome. And we're like, bro, you met her on the road. And like, he didn't pay for the hooker, but he just thought this girl liked him, and it was going to be some Vegas love story.
It was a long time ago, before he was married. Like,
he didn't do anything. Yeah, yeah. He didn't do it. He just thought he met some girl on the side of the road.
He was in love.
Did she have those business cards there with her picture on it and phone number?
Basically, we were like, Ray, what do you think? I said, that's the only hooker that I've known.
And you've never seen Coke?
I've never seen it either. I've seen cola.
Yeah.
Cola.
I've seen that.
In the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. You know, I will say though, like when we first moved to Nashville 11 years ago, we were at Country Radio Seminar, CRS, and it was New Faces. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
New Faces, and they had all the new bands of that year or whatever, and Florida Georgia Line was the new band. Mm. And in the middle of Cruise, Taylor Swift came out. And it was, you talk about moving to Nashville and seeing, you know, Florida Georgia Line, which I didn't really know. I mean, they were brand new. So that's kind of cool. They got something going on. They're kind of popping.
Yeah.
And then Taylor Swift comes out. It was, I'll never forget that moment. And it was so cool to be there. And like you said, we walk out of there and there's Brett Eldridge just playing his guitar by himself, like right outside the ballroom. Like, this is crazy.
He still does it every Tuesday, yeah, just for fun.
My very first Nashville trip was actually for Taylor Swift's album release party for Red way back in the day.
Yeah.
Like 2014 or something?
Something like that. I think 2013, 2014.
I'm terrible at years, but I just know she was coming by when we first moved here. So we went to the boat. The boat doesn't happen anymore, but they had like a General Jackson.
That was the Sony boat.
Anymore. Yeah. And we don't go to, not because we're too cool. We just avoid going to
Sony. But I'll never forget that boat too.
Now I guess I went yesterday to shoot some stuff for Amazon for the ACM. So I'm going to do that on Amazon. I went over to the Omni Hotel, which is where a lot of it is. But there was a band that started playing, and Lunchbox thought they were homeless guys. Like, they put together a bunch of homeless guys as like a band, and it was the Doobie Brothers.
It was the Doobie Brothers.
And he thought it was homeless guys they'd hired from like the street that played as like a charity thing. And he was like, that's good. They're good, but why didn't they like clean them up or something? And it was like, no, that's the band.
That's
from
them,
70s.
Man. That's Michael McDonald, dude. That's
played,
the Doobie Brothers.
They played on the boat, which was cool. We'll let you go to your deal here. I did have a whole trivia game ready to go,
but we can do that.
Then we got talking about CRS.
I think
that's cool. Who's playing? Do you know who's playing the Ryman today?
Sam Hunt, Luke Bryan, Brothers Osborne, Chris Stapleton, Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker.
You don't want to miss that.
That's the whole roster.
He's gonna,
The entire Universal Music conglomerate, every big name. Sure. They always have some surprise. Parker McCollum is going to be there. And then New Faces this year is, you know, tomorrow night.
One of my good friends is a New Face.
So Megan Maroney.
I mean, she's playing my show. She's not my good friend. Sure. Go ahead. How many can you name?
For tomorrow night?
Yeah.
So we have Corey Kent.
Not my good friend, but know him.
New Face.
Your good friend is George Burge.
Boom.
Yep. New Face, for sure.
So, yep.
Not to us. Old face.
A great face.
Great golfer.
Yeah. So, yeah. I love. So it's great. I have to see George tomorrow because he's playing in Savannah on Saturday, and I missed the show because unless I take an early Saturday morning flight, I'm like,
screw that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to miss, or maybe I'm going to ask him, can I hop on your jet with you and just fly over to Savannah?
Does George have a jet?
No,
he's not jetting yet.
Lucky, because it's so hard to make money. But
he's driving.
He's certainly driving. I saw him walking around the hotel yesterday. He's like, he's certainly driving.
He's got a bus, though.
That's right.
Got a big bus. It's a big move. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, and George's new song's great.
Yeah. He's so talented.
I'm glad. He's fine. But musically, he's fine. But I'm glad that
His song's really good because it's weird when we have friends that have songs that aren't that good.
Yeah.
Like close friends.
But you still support them anyway.
Nah. Sometimes.
But it's like,
well, I'll blame it on the company. Like, so I can't really play anything.
So I'll joke on your friends were like, last summer, Jake had a song, I'm on a boat or something.
On the boat again, man.
Yeah. And I personally hated the song. And I just like it drove because it drove me nuts.
I love
Jake Owen. So of course I played the song.
Well, I hate Jake.
We hate Jake and we love the song.
You love Jake, hate the song.
I love it. And I was like, my whole thing was like, I didn't like the song, but I like Jake. So I'm like, of course I'm gonna play his music.
So you heard the On the Road Again, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
It's kind of like right now with Dustin and Jelly Roll with the Chevrolet doing it. You know the Dobie Gray, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, music in there. So it's.
Speaking of Jake, hold on, let me do this because we got to let him go in a second. But yeah. Jake just sent me this text message. This is how long it is. This is literally this morning. I haven't had time to get to it.
That's an email.
No, yes. And then he sent me this. We're talking about sleep CPAP machines. Like, Jake's a really close friend of mine, but this is it.
Dude, I don't know that I fully read your text above after going back and then trying not to be cynical. Obviously, because I'm your friend, I'm trying to.
So, we're debating the use of a CPAP machine, and so he's like, "No, man, let me tell you, you should do this." I haven't replied, and so I just got another message from him because I've been working. He goes, "Hey, man, falling back up."
I'm busy, dude.
I got a job. Hold on a second, let me message him.
He's just hanging out.
Yo, dude, I haven't even looked at this. I've been working, but I've literally not even looked at the text. So I promise I will read it all. And I just saw your thing that said you were genuinely just thinking about me. And I know that. And I appreciate that. But I haven't even looked at my phone. So I will check that out. I just want you to know I haven't ignored it on purpose because I hate you. Because I do. I love you. All right. See you, buddy. Okay. Let's do this. I'm going to let him go.
Okay.
Trivia? It's going to be much bigger. And I was going to do $1,000, but now I'm just going
to. What?
Yeah, I know. Now I'm just going to do no money. You got 7 questions, and I just bought this box of music. Books, yeah. No, I have no idea. I've never played.
We'll prove how dumb I actually am.
No.
No, that's not true.
I bought this box at a little store the other day. 100 ultimate music trivia questions.
Oh, cool.
No idea what format.
Well, we're probably running out of trivia questions.
No idea anything. Doing it. Question number one. Who wrote an album for Emma forever ago?
Eddie. Bon Iver.
How'd you get that? Bon Iver, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called.
I don't know. He has a song called "For Emma."
I don't even know how to read the question.
Yeah, but I'm literally clueless.
Yeah. Good job, dude.
I'm older than you, which I should know this stuff.
Okay, we didn't tell him you have to ring your name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You do not get the
Let's scratch that one.
He didn't know the rules, so it's 0-0.
You got it.
I have no idea what these are going to be about, so it could be really hard stuff. All right, here we go. Which band features Patrick Stump?
Eddie. Fall Out Boy.
Correct. Eddie won. We're playing to 5. 2-5.
Come on, James. You're playing.
I'm going to lose. I'm definitely going to lose.
Which singer's hits include If I Could Fall in Love, Dig In, An American Woman?
Nathan. Lenny Kravitz.
Correct.
Wow. That was coming at some point.
I had to think really hard.
You were faster than me. So, good job.
You both waited like a year.
I know, dude.
Season changed. You know?
I was waiting for Fly Away.
Now we're back in Winter Omaha.
I was waiting for him to start singing one of the songs. Like, can I get a sample?
Next one. Who did not want to go to rehab in 2006?
Eddie. That's Amy Winehouse.
Correct.
Woo! Let's go.
Don't give me that look.
Next up. Which group sings the rock hits My Generation?
Eddie. The Who.
Incorrect. My Way and Rollin'. Oh, shoot. My Generation, My Way and Rollin'. Which group sings the rock hits? Roland,
you got this.
My Way and My Generation.
You got it.
I don't have it because
that's Limp Bizkit. Yeah, it's the rolling. And
I could hear the song, but I couldn't figure out who it was.
And I forgot they did My Generation by The Who. Yeah.
God.
2008. Which singer had a poker face?
Eddie. Lady Gaga.
Correct.
I almost got my name out.
Okay. Next up, which band sang Fell in Love with a Girl in 2001?
Fell in Love with a Girl. Eddie? Katy Perry?
No. Which band sang...
That's Kiss the Boy.
Fell in Love with a Girl.
Kiss the Girl. Kiss the Girl.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I liked it.
Yep.
All right. Come on, James. You're up.
Fell in Love with a Girl.
That's it. There's no more?
No. If there was, I would have said it, James.
Fell in love with the girl. I love how you're calling me James.
Yeah, I'm not calling you. I'm not calling you Nathan anymore.
When he's in trouble, he's James. 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 Like, James. I would have read more words.
Is my mom here? Fell in love. So now I've got that Katy Perry song stuck in my head. That's all
time.
I can think of.
Ah, what is it?
The White Stripes.
What song is that?
Fell in love with the girl.
Had that Lego music video.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now you know that
one. Dude, and I should know because Jack Antonoff and I did a thing about back in the day at one of the iHeart Festival events. We did like roller coaster rides together.
But this is Jack White.
Yeah.
Not
White Stripes.
Oh, yeah. Jack's from Fun. The other one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
From Fun.
See.
Okay, hold on. He's not Nathan anymore.
I'm all kind of mixed up now.
James, you're not Nathan anymore.
Okay, here we go. Oh, which rock band had hits with Control, Drift and Die, and Blurry?
Nathan. Puddle of Mud.
Yes.
Wow.
Three to two.
Nathan's back.
So I had to think really hard. Maybe I need more coffee because like literally my caffeine level and my intelligence level go hand in hand.
Oh no.
Which 2013 world tour was called the Mrs. Carter Show?
2013.
Nathan. Beyonce.
Boom. Correct. 3 to 3.
What the?
2 points separate.
What is happening?
Next up.
I got kids in college to teach me all this stuff.
Yeah, I got little kids.
Which band produced The Young and Hopeless in 2009?
Which band? The Young and Hopeless. Eddie. Young the Giant.
Incorrect. The Young and Hopeless album, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Young
and Hopeless. Is it Panic at the Disco?
No, good guess, though. It is Good Charlotte.
So close. Oh.
Same genre of music.
Yeah, sure.
Half a point.
No. No points.
Okay.
Next one up. To which princess and icon did Mika dedicate his biggest hit? Mika?
Say that again. Say it again.
I don't even know who the artist is we're dedicating his
biggest
hit to.
I don't even know.
It's Grace Kelly. You don't even know.
Okay.
Gwen Stefani collaborate with on The Sweet Escape?
Eddie. Blake Shelton.
Incorrect.
It definitely was not. It was
The Sweet Escape.
Yep. I remember the song.
Hey, you could take the lead here.
Lady Saul or something.
Akon.
Oh.
But you did have the song, heard you? Ooh,
yeah, I know the song.
Hey, Bones, he's better than I thought.
Yeah, he's done pretty good. 33. Who penned a song for a girl asking what it's like in New York City?
What's it like in New York City?
Who penned a song for a specific girl asking what it's like in New York City?
Eddie. One Direction.
Incorrect.
Alicia Keys.
Incorrect. The girl was named Delilah, and it's Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City?
Gah.
Okay, next up. You guys are really killing me here.
I know, man. Sorry.
Which band released tracks, including Monkey Wrench and Learn to Fly?
Eddie. Foo Fighters.
Correct.
Oh. That's the lead.
One more for Eddie. He wins. Nathan, I've been told. Oh, Bob Pippinstone, you'll be fired if you lose. All right, here we go.
Okay.
In what year was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey originally released?
Eddie. 1988.
Incorrect.
No, I think it was like 2001.
Wow, you both are not even close.
What is it?
94.
Oh, man. Okay. Be in the middle, somewhere in the middle.
Eddie needs one.
Maybe it's the year it went number one.
Nathan
for the first
needs
time.
Two. Robert Matthew Van Winkle is better known as which artist?
Eddie. Robert Plant.
Incorrect. Robert Matthew Van Winkle is better known as which artist?
I have no idea.
Mike, you know it?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Vanilla Ice.
Correct.
Really?
He's a Van Winkle?
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Is he the guy that slept for a long time?
No.
Rip Van Winkle is.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice just went away.
That's great. Oh, yeah. No, he had TV shows and stuff.
Okay. Like Celebrity Rehab? Who co-produced Summertime with Will Smith?
Nathan. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Correct. We're one question.
Oh, my God.
I spent 2 years in Philly, so I know that.
This is not good, man. You cannot be.
Wait, are we tied again?
You're tied. Next answer is the winner.
James cannot come
into
my house.
You're letting him come into your house and pee on your floor.
No, pee in my Cheerios.
Ready?
Yeah.
In 1992.
That's my year.
What activity did House of Pain want you to do?
Eddie.
Jump around.
Correct. Yeah,
jump around.
Right. That's correct.
Jump around.
You're our winner, buddy.
Yeah!
And Nathan, we were going to give you a full scholarship if you'd have won.
So Nathan, good job, though, dude. You kept it tight.
Dude, it was tough. But there was a lot of stuff I did not know.
Eddie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys did good, though. That's fun, huh?
Yeah. So where'd you buy those?
This store called White's Mercantile? No, maybe. It was just a...
Over on 12 South? Yeah.
No, it was in Frank. I think it was White's Market Hall in Franklin.
They have multiple locations.
Yeah. I bought this one, Eddie, and then I have this one, too. It's called, I haven't opened it yet, Ultimate TV.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But Nathan, thanks, man. I'll let you get to the deal. We're going to go. But
thank you.
Yeah, this is fun. I just like sometimes talk, see what's happening.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The world of radio and CRS and country music. And have a safe trip. Don't drink too much. Don't get alcohol poisoning. Don't get hit by a car.
Hydrate.
Yeah,
there's a lot of don'ts.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
It's like, don't come to Nashville and don't have fun.
Do just be you. Nathan, thanks, buddy. Yeah, hey, yeah, Instagram man. Or anything? Yeah. What's your Instagram? Instagram name? You have one?
N James Radio.
N James Radio. He's like, no, I just got a LinkedIn. I'm like,
and the N's for Nathan.
Yeah.
And James is his real name.
Just plain James. No, just plain Jim.
Just
plain Jim. All right, thanks.
I'm formerly just plain.
Thanks for listening to a Bobbycast production.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.